Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alright, what's up guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on teachers as, you know, like in general, just all teachers and stuff, and then talk on this teacher that I've been seeing a lot on TikTok. I'm following this teacher because I think some of her videos are funny, but there's at times where she's just being way too, like, she's going by the book too much, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, like, fam, these are kids at the end of the day. Kids, when you're like, because you could tell, like, it's elementary kids that she's, like, with the paper that she's grading. Like, you could tell that it's elementary kids. Because I was like, fam, I wasn't doing no stuff like this in no high school or even middle school. So you can tell that it's some elementary kids and probably some young elementary kids at that. But anyways, so she'll have it where there's these papers that it'll have like different objects on it, right? So let's say for an example, a kid, so she'll put like, it'll be like a water bottle, right? So the kid will put down like Fiji water. My thing is this, the fact that this kid knows brand names now, like it's just one thing to get down the water, but the fact that you put down a brand name and the water, I'm like, nah, man, I'm giving, my thing is this, if I'm a teacher, I'm giving the kid extra points for that. I'm like, if you can remember a brand name and put down the answer, no, you get extra points. So I'm all like, on top of passing, you get freaking a pack of Pokemon cards. I don't know, like, if I'm a teacher, I'm like, okay, what do y'all want? Kids are like, oh, I want $1 million. I'm like, okay, well, you're gonna have to go to a different school for stuff like that. I'm like, I'm saying, like, I'll, like, get a movie that we can all watch, and then y'all can just watch that, like, on the last day or something. But I'm like, yeah, if you doing things and you do more, yeah, you gonna get a reward for some stuff like that, right? So, no, this is what the teacher will do. So, the kids, so she'll have, like, a picture of a water bottle. The kid will write down Fiji water. She'll mark him as incorrect because he didn't just put down water. Like, she'll mark him as incorrect, him or her, as incorrect because they put down Fiji water. And I'm like, fam, what is the difference? That, nah, man, that's some stuff where I'm all like, nah, you're just being way too particular in this stuff like that. We're dealing with kids, bruh. These kids was born, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago. How are they supposed to remember a bunch of different stuff? How are they supposed to remember things? Them kids is only going to remember things that they are interested in. But they're not going to be, stuff that they're not interested in, the kid ain't gonna be remembering those stuff like that. I don't feel like that's how teaching should be. But no, there are some teachers that think along those lines. And I'm like, I can even think of some teachers that I went to school with where they would probably do some stuff like that, where they want to be way too particular. And I'm like, fam, you got to understand, you're dealing with kids. It don't matter whether it's preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, or even college. The fact that it is school, fam, you got to remember you are dealing with kids. So my thing is this, all right, with elementary and the stuff that them kids is doing on these TikTok videos. If they write down... I'm trying to think, Chipotle, and you want them to put down burrito. I'm like, what do they sell at Chipotle? They sell burritos. Like, no, that was literally what the kid did. The kid put down Chipotle. I think that's how the video went. The kid put down Chipotle, and she wanted the kid to put down burrito, and so she marked him as incorrect. And I'm like, what do they sell? My thing is this, all right? The fact that that kid knows of, it's, he gave you two answers. And it's like, you don't even realize that. You're marking him down because he didn't put down burrito. But it's like, bruh, he remembers burrito and he remembers a place that sells burritos. How can you not tell me? How can you tell me that that kid's not, that he's not smart? That kid is smart. The fact that he didn't just remember one thing. He remembered two things, bruh. Two. It trips me out how, like, there would be teachers that's just, they're way too particular about stuff. And I'm like, fam, you gotta understand that these are kids. They're kids. Like, I remember when I was in high school, I think I've told some people this, but I remember when I was in high school and it was my senior year. And so I'm like doing last minute stuff to just get my credits up, make sure I'm good and graduating and all that stuff. So anyways, the one class I remember I failed during my senior year was health. It was a health class. So, but that teacher, let me just plead my case real quick. This teacher was probably the worst teacher to teach health. Okay, that, I'm telling you, that teacher, the thing is this, she was more so worried about physical health, but not realizing that she's messing up kids' mental health. When I tell you guys this was the worst teacher possible, no, this is what she'll do. So if you fail a test, rather than, like, you know, having it where it's like, hey, come to me after class and we could sit down and we could talk about this. You know, I can, like, treat you like a human being and not embarrass you. No, she does the complete opposite. She wants to embarrass you. So what she'll do is that she'll have it where the kids that failed the test will all have to go out in the hallway, right? So I know this because I was that kid. Like I said, I failed that class, but I ended up passing after doing some tests and things when it came time to, like, you know, schooling and stuff. So, but anyways, so she'll have the kids that failed the test go outside, and then the kids that passed will be sitting in still, like, will be sitting in their seats, right? So then at some point in time, it will either be her or a student. They were like, oh, you could come back in now, to the kids that failed. We're all walking in. All the kids that passed, they're clapping for us for failing the test. My thing is this. How is that going to make me learn anything about health? That's why I think she was so quick, because I'm like, fam, I'm telling you right now, if I were to go to the principal about her, oh, I know for a fact that they would have fired her. They would have 100% fired her for the stuff that she did. Here's another thing that she did, right? She showed us a video. I assume that that's what the video was, but she showed us a video of a man's head being decapitated in the middle of a car accident. So there is this video. I don't recommend anybody going out and watching this and trying to figure out and see it for themselves. I mean, if that's not what the situation was, then yeah, she just flat out lied to us. And I'm like, okay, that's even more so a reason why she shouldn't be a teacher, because she's a liar. But so anyways, we're all sitting down in the classroom, right? She's showing us all these different videos. So she shows us this video of a car, like, speeding down the street. And then at some point in time, the car just starts rolling, right? Just starts, like, straight going crazy. So the car is rolling down the street, and you see all these different objects and things, like, flying out the car and stuff. So then she points at something. Couldn't make out what it was because it was an old-looking video. But she points out something. She's like, do you guys know what this is? So we're all like, what, debris from the car or something? Like, we can't make out what that is. She goes on and says this. Like, and with a straight face, she isn't like that. Like, she doesn't say, oh, I'm just playing, I'm just joking around. Like, no, she was being dead serious. She points at the object and she's like, that is the person's head. The person's head was decapitated from the car, rolling and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, why would you show that to somebody? My thing is this. If I remember this, I imagine that there's probably other kids in that classroom that remember that. And if she showed this to any other class, I'm pretty sure there's kids from that class that remembers that. That's a teacher that's being too particular. That's a teacher that doesn't know how to do their job. And my thing is this. It's like teachers, that's why I'm like, you know, if you're a parent, I'm not a parent yet. At some point in time, I would love to have kids, but I just know that if my kid contacts me, if they go out of their way to contact me about a teacher, I'm going to believe my kid. But I don't want to say that and then my kid takes advantage of it. No, I'm going to, like, do my own little personal investigation, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have to check a teacher. If my kid calls me up talking about, oh, my teacher just showed me a video of a person's head being decapitated, I'm going up to that school and I'm like, what part of the teaching, what part of the education system does it say you gotta show kids dark videos? Don't no kid wanna see no stuff like that. What is that teaching them? I'm saying, it's like, if they say some dumb stuff talking about, oh, well, that's teaching them about health. I'm like, well, obviously, that person ain't gonna be healthy if their head is removed from their body. So why, I think anybody knows that. That's not, that, I'm saying, if my kid's in high school and they call me up talking on some stuff like that, I'm like, yeah, I think most people know some stuff like that. So that's why I'm like, nah, fam, you got issues. And I definitely would go to a principal on the teacher like that, you know? But yeah, that teacher, I remember she was trying to get on me because I didn't know how to use a blood pressure cuff. So she was like, so I remember she said, like, you wasn't gonna be able to graduate because I didn't know how to use a blood pressure cuff. And so I told her, I was like, is there a test that I can do? Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to go back to my home and tell my parents, hey, guess what? Your son, he's not going to be able to graduate from high school because guess what? Your son doesn't know how to use a blood pressure cuff, something that you guys don't know how to use either, unless I'm just missing something and everybody knows how to use a blood pressure cuff. But my thing is this, right? Why would I want to remember, and I still don't remember how to use a blood pressure cuff because I don't care for knowing how to use a blood pressure cuff unless I'm a doctor. But my thing is this, if they got those seats in either Walmart, Safeway, wherever store, but they got those seats, right, where you stick your arm in it and it takes your blood pressure for you, or you can go to a doctor and have it where they take your blood pressure. But my thing is this, right? Now let's say that video that she showed us, right? And I imagine that there'll probably be so much controversy over some stuff like that if I, me being a paramedic, decided to do some crazy stuff. But so anyways, let's say that video with the person's head being decapitated, right? So let's say I'm a paramedic. Somebody's recording this as it's happening. I'm a paramedic. I pull this man's body out of the car. Head gone. Head is gone, right? But I start getting the blood pressure cuff thing, and I start taking their blood pressure. My thing is this. That person is gone. They're not here no more. They are having a meeting with the Lord up in heaven, okay? So my thing is that why would I take a person's blood pressure in a situation like that? Why? My thing is this. Why would I ever take a person's blood pressure? What am I going to do with that information? So that's why I was like, yeah, that teacher, I was like, you're being way too particular right now. And I'm like, my thing is this, because fear was running through my body. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to be able to graduate. But I'm at the same time, I'm like, I'm not going to tell my parents that. I'm not going to tell them that, oh, I'm not going to graduate because I don't know how to use a blood pressure cuff. So question, mom, dad, sister, uncles, grandfather, any and everybody, cousins, little cousins, older cousins, I'm saying everybody, teachers at that school, students at that school, my neighbor, people that in Seattle, because I'm from Washington State, people in Tacoma, people in Everett, people in Issaquah, people in the Mount Rainier, people in, by Mount St. Helens, everybody in the world, do you know how to use a blood pressure cuff? Now, if you do, then that's on you, bruh. But everybody else that says no, has your life been any different? My thing is this. You can ask freaking Bill Gates. Does he know how to use it? I feel like he probably does. That man's rich. That man probably be sitting around all like, oh, what new thing I can learn? But it'd be funny, right? I post this podcast episode. Bill Gates is randomly listening to stuff. Did somebody just... That's weird. I thought my watch, hey, it felt like my watch had went off. But anyways, maybe my blood pressure needs to be taken. I'm out here thinking my watch is, but I'm like, but anyways, but no, that would be funny if Bill Gates is listening to this podcast episode. He somehow, some way contacts me and he's all like, no, I don't know how to use a blood pressure cuff. I'm like, Bill Gates, literally one of the richest men in the world. He doesn't know how to use a blood pressure cuff. So my thing is this. Why would anybody need to know of that information? That's why it was funny because I remember when I very first started going to that high school, so many like other students, like kids I was friends with at the time, they was warning me about that teacher. They were telling me like, oh yeah, that teacher is crazy. Like, nah, it's probably, yeah, it's like, duh, like stay away from her. Now, like, nah, that teacher is crazy. Like, she got some issues and stuff. Like, I heard a lot of different rumors. One rumor I'm not, well, I don't know. Okay, so the one rumor I know I did hear of, and I didn't really care too much about that because I'm like, you know, if that is the case, I'm like, then that's just weird. I'm pretty sure, you know, teachers or somebody like the district will open up an investigation, like if multiple kids was going to them about that and stuff. But anyways, one rumor that I was hearing was that because of her sexuality, like she's attracted to women. I don't even know if that's like that woman could be married with kids to a man. So, but my thing is this, what people were saying though about her was that because of her sexuality, she gave the boys at the school a hard time. Because, like, that was another thing, that she was a weight training teacher. So, like, she, so according, allegedly, to students that went to that school, so she wouldn't care if the girls did, like, the bare minimum, but she would push the guys, like, to the full max. And my thing is, like, okay, I like weight training, so I'm like, you're pushing me to do something that I like. That don't even make no sense. I'm like, okay, I definitely would, regardless of whether it had been her or anybody else, I'm all like, bro, I always had past weight training, so. But anyways, but no, yeah, that's what people were saying about her, and I'm like, I think that was weird, but I was like, I mean, if that is the case, then I'm like, yeah, at some point in time, she probably is going to be fired. But that's what I just more so wanted to do, though, was tell teachers that you don't have to, like, go by the book so much. Remember, at the end of the day, you are dealing with kids. Remember that kids, they're trying to, teachers gotta understand this, that kids are literally at the end of, like, the fun part of their life. Once when they graduate, I guess if they do decide to go to college, then they're getting, like, you know how, like, at the end of movies where you get the deleted scenes? That's pretty much, like, because that's, I thought I heard something open in my garage or something. But anyways, but that's like the best part of the movie. I always love the deleted scenes in the movie. Like, there's the movie, and then there's the deleted scenes. I always love watching the deleted scenes. That's college, okay? College is the deleted scenes. But once when that movie ends, once when them deleted scenes is over with, and the credits done rolled, they done showed the production company, they done showed the songs that, you know, that played throughout the movie, they done show everything possible. Now the movie is over. Now, it's like all of that fun, all of that joy, all of that entertainment that you just experienced, gone, bruh. So that's what a kid is going to experience. They go through elementary. They go through middle school. They go through high school. Some kids might even start early. They might left. They might have already left, and they didn't even see the deleted scenes. It's kind of like some Marvel movie stuff where it's like you people, they stay, and they want to see what's going to happen next, but you got the people that just get up and leave. But my thing is this. It's like, but regardless of whether they, you know, they after high school or after college, my thing is this. That's when, like, the stressful parts, you know, of their life starts happening. Why have it where a kid is going to be stressed out in school? And I'm not trying to hear nothing like, oh, we gotta start them young, we gotta start them early. No, bruh, no. If my thing is this, if I'm a teacher, I'm letting kids know right now. I'm like, look, I want you guys to get your education, but I don't want you guys to be off up in here getting stressed out over some stuff. If you feel that you're getting stressed out, you come to me. We can talk about this and we can work some things out. But you ain't going to be off up in my classroom being stressed out. So help me, God. I will have a pizza party. We will watch a movie to relieve that stress, and we will crack jokes, talk about stuff. I'm saying I'll be one of those teachers where I'll be like the next Mr. Feeny from Boys Meet World. I know, I'm saying, like, it'll be like during the Christmas week or something, like right before that Christmas break. I'm like, so what you putting down on your Christmas list? Kid talking about, oh, I want the new Xbox Series X, or the let's say they like, I want the Xbox Series S. I'm like, hey, look, you ain't heard it from me, but you might want to get that Xbox Series X. Kids are like, why, Mr. Moss? Why should I get the Xbox Series X? I like the S. The S looks nice. I'm like, hey, trust me, because you gonna, there might be a game that you want, but you don't really trust it, so you want to get in on disc. It's best because, like, if you don't like that game, you can at least take the game back to GameStop. Kids are like, what's a GameStop? I'm like, fam, you don't see them buildings with the red and white words? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean, what's a GameStop? I'm like, okay, GameStop is a store that sells video games. Trust me, they don't got anything that you got on your Xbox or whatever you want. GameStop's got it, but it's like, yeah, just trust me on this one. Ask, write it down, because Santa gonna get it for you, all right? So, but I'm saying, my thing is this, though. And then if it's like some middle school kids, right? They talking about, oh, Mr. Moss, you play video games. I'm like, yeah, I play video games. What you mean? They're all like, oh, you know, we're down one guy in Helldivers 2. Come, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Moss, I didn't mean to cuss in your class. I'm like, fam, do you realize I be playing Helldivers? I'm like, if you down a guy, I'm like, hey, do your homework, get all that stuff done. If you, if you show me, I guarantee and I promise you, because I already know I'm carrying them kids in that game. I'm like, it ain't nobody gonna be better than me in that game. But I'm like, do your work, finish all that stuff up, I guarantee and I promise you, y'all see me tonight playing that game, all right? So, high school kids, I'm saying they're all like, Mr. Moss, what advice can you give me about life? I'm like, you know what? Squash all this math stuff, science, whatever we learn. I'm going to teach you kids about life. I'm going to teach you kids about stuff that you should know before you graduate in high school or going to college, any of that stuff, and just giving them step-by-step things on what they should know. So I'm saying college, and then it's like college, they're like, oh, Mr. Moss, same question. I'm like, what could you tell me about after college? Like, what can I expect? I'm like, look, fam, get a job, get your money up, save, be smart with your money spending and stuff. I mean, yeah, you know, you see you a pair of Jordans or a video game you want, go ahead, cash out a little bit, you know? But be smart with your money, all right? Trust me, it will pay off in the long run, all right? It's best to have more money than no money, all right? So, but yeah, my thing is like, I just think that they should definitely, there should be some teachers where I'm like, you gotta chill on your teaching, because I'm like, you're dealing with kids at the end of the day. It don't matter whether it's elementary, middle school, high school, college, it don't matter. You're dealing with kids, all right? So, anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys, and peace.